This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We are continuing in the Shiurim on Sefer Vayikra, which are once again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim Umishpachta, Lila Nishmas Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, Lila Nishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tzvi Halevi, and Rav David ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen, Began Eden Tehei Menuchasam. They should be Mlitzei Sharm for the whole family, Arbi Asgal Tzedek. The Shurim of Chodesh Adar Beis are dedicated to Lila Nishmas Ava Bat Ilana Esther, whose yard site is tonight. I just spoke at her yard site. She was a 14-year-old girl, and she passed away Yud Ches Adar, that's this evening, Tehei Nishmas Tzura B'tzara Chaim. This week's shir is sponsored by Dr. Zahava Kalfa, Lila Nishmas, her father, Eliyahu Lilo Ben Gizala, whose yard site is Yud Ches Adar, Began Eden Tehei Menuchasai, should be a male tzioshir for his whole family. Okay, we have very good news. First of all, the Svarim update. So we have a Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh on Pesach, Nisan Pesach, Haggadah Shel Pesach, that is nearing depletion. It's being reprinted now, Be'ez Hashem. More will be available. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you don't yet have your Haggadah in English, now's the time. Or let's say you have it, but it's still in the bubble wrap. So leave it in the bubble wrap, and then get another one that you open. It's always good to have one that remains in the bubble wrap. Because the colors, look how nice the colors are. The blues, the colors stay very good in the bubble wrap. Be'ez Hashem, we're working on a Sefer on Lag Ba'Omer. It's the writing is complete. A third of it has already been submitted. And Be'ez Hashem, it's on schedule. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, that is still available. If anybody wants to participate in the Sefer on Chinuch Habanim, you could have your name in it, and it will be there forever. When people will search for your name on Oitzer HaChachma, it will come up because it's in a Sefer. It's a very big distinction. Okay, there's another Sefer, and that's where this tonight's share comes in. Be'ezus Hashem, after the Sefer on Lag Ba'Omer, translation, elucidation, explanation of the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Tzipisa LiYeshua. And that's what we're preparing for tonight as we prepare for Chodesh Nisan. So you say, well, next week is closer to Nisan. Yeah, but next week is going to be a very special shir. Next week is a historic shir. Make sure you tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your cousins, your associates, your business partners, anybody you know, go through all your contacts. Make sure everyone is here next Wednesday night. Next week's shir is about the solar eclipse, the historic Erev Pesach solar eclipse. The first time, I don't know if it's the first time, but I don't think it's too common to have a solar eclipse. And New York is in the path of totality, but you might have to go up to Rochester or Buffalo. But we're going to get a good chunk of the eclipse here in New York on Erev Pesach. That will be next week's shir. This week's shir, we're going to talk about preparing for Nisan. How do you prepare for Nisan? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Aleph, "Benisan nigalu, benisan asidin ligal." In the month of Nisan, we're redeemed. In the month of Nisan, we are destined to be redeemed. What comes around, goes around. The Jewish calendar is a living calendar. Whatever happened in the past, when that time comes, the spiritual influence and light is reawakened. If Hashem redeemed us the first time in Nisan, He will redeem us again in Nisan. It's interesting, in Reb Schwab's Sefer on Parshas Bo'i, Reb Schwab is bothered by the following question. What do you mean, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal? Don't we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring Mashiach at any time? Ani Mamin B'Amuna Shalema B'Bias HaMashiach, only in Nisan? So right now, we don't have to do that animamin. Now we only have 12. The rest of the year we only have 12 animamins. Only in Nisan we believe in the coming of Mashiach. Says Reb Schwab, "Kishazachisi liois mishoivse shabbos etzal moroin hagoyin hakadosh hachafetz chayim parshas hachodesh shnas tafresh sadi." When I had the great merit to be by the holy Chafetz Chaim, parshas hachodesh in the year tafresh sadi. What year is tafresh sadi? 1930. All you do is, here's the formula, you should know by now, you add 1240 to the Jewish date. So Tafresh Sadi is 690 at 1240, 1930. Pasach v'Amar. Beleil Shabbos Kodesh. He said this Friday night, Shabbos HaKodesh. V'nisan nigalu uv'nisan asidin ligal. Af shetzrichim l'chakos b'chol yom l'bias HaMashiach. Even though we need to await the coming of Mashiach every single day, we have to wait the coming of Mashiach. Hare al pidin srichim l'tzad Yeshua b'chol chodesh nisan kisafek hashakol shema yavai b'chodesh hazeh oylo yavai. When it comes to Nisan, it should be 50-50. Of course Mashiach could come tomorrow. He could come right now. Obviously, now, what would we do if Mashiach came now? We would finish the shir, and he would have to wait, and then we would greet Mashiach. That's halacha. Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoyser Mi Ben Yubeis HaMikdash. We would not be able to interrupt. Everybody else would interrupt, we would not interrupt, and then when we're finished, Mashiach would say, you did the right thing. You're not allowed to interrupt. Gadol Talmud Torah. So some people say, you know, I wish I lived in the era of Mashiach. If you're learning Torah, you're ready, the highest madriga, the highest level. There are stories about that, but not now. So the Chafetz Chaim said that when it comes the month of Nisan, it should be 50-50. It should be 50-50. Safek shakol shema yavai b'chodesh zeh oy lo yavai. Aval chaval sheyitzahara oisim zeh safek rachik. The Yitzahara makes it like, you know, so if you ask somebody, what percent do you give it the Mashiach's going to come in Nisan? I don't know. 2.5%, 0.04%. No. Chafetz Chaim said the month of Nisan, 50-50. So this month of the year, we need to rev up awaiting the coming of Mashiach. This month of the year, we need to really bring up a notch, or many notches, the yearning and the pining for Mashiach.
Why not 100%? Why not say, all right, it's coming, he's coming, this season is coming.
There's no guarantee. We can't say 100%. We can't be 100% sure. We weren't promised it was going to come, right? We weren't guaranteed it was going to come. But we are guaranteed it will come in a Nisan. So we should treat it, especially in Nisan, that's what the Chafetz Chaim said, 50-50. I want to share with you a pasuk in Sefaniah. The pasuk says, Lachin chakuli. Therefore, wait for me, Noam Hashem. Liyoyim kumi la'ad. For the day I arise for eternity. Ki mishpati, it will be my judgment, le'esof goyim, to gather nations, le'kavtzi mamlachais, to bring together kingdoms, lishboi chaleim zami, to pour out my wrath, koil charoin api, all of my anger, ki be'esh kinasi, because with the fire of my vengeance, te'achel kal aretz, the earth will be consumed. This is the pasuk of awaiting the coming of Mashiach. This is the most unique pasuk in the whole Tanakh. What is unique about this pasuk? It is the only pasuk in Tanakh that has all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, including Menatzpach, the five final letters. You have the final Mem. You have the final Nun. You have the final Tzadi. You have the final Pei. And you have the final Chaf. And you have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, V'chulu, V'chulu. You have all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis plus the five final letters. Well, isn't it interesting? In the Sefer Ber Moshe that my friend Reb Nosson Waldner gave me from his Chavrusa, Reb Leibish Becker, who's the grandson of the Rebbe of Oizerov, the Be'er Moshe, he says in Parshas Vayechi that this is the only pasuk in Tanakh that has all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis with the end of letters, the Mansapach letters. This teaches us that being Mitzapa Li Yeshua is the Iker and the Tachlis of Kol HaTorah Kula. So this shows the importance, the centrality, the primacy of awaiting the coming of Mashiach. As we know, one of the six primary questions a person will be asked, La'achar me'av esrim shana, is, Nu, Sipisa Li Yeshua, did you await the coming of Mashiach? I always say, you know, we all await the coming of Mashiach. My grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he awaited Mashiach like if you would order something on Amazon, and they said it was coming Monday or Tuesday, and the doorbell rang on Monday, so you think, you know, could be it. That's how we had Mashiach. Not like an idea, but as a reality. He said he believed every day in Auschwitz, he believed Be'emunah Shleima, Mashiach was coming that day. In fact, his final words, he passed away a few years ago on the first day of Pesach, his final words were, my father asked him, Tati, are you okay? And he said, I'm waiting for Mashiach. And then he had Misas Nashika. Those were his last words. So you say, when am I supposed to await the coming of Mashiach? Like when? What time of the day? So I would like to share with you tonight, 13. So why aren't we doing 10? Don't we usually do 10? No, there are no rules. We don't only have to do 10. It doesn't say anywhere. There's no bylaws that said the shir only could do 10. Sometimes we do 13. So tonight we're going to do, and also it fit, look how nice the 13 fit on the sheet. The 10 would have finished. No, the reason is because I had 13. Oh, there you go. I can't say all the reasons, you know. 13 places in davening where we say b'pe mole that we are awaiting the coming of Mashiach. And the Chafetz Chaim adjures us, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, you know, you have to be very careful what you say to Hashem. Hashem doesn't tolerate sheker. You have to be very careful. You know about the four Tanam who are nichnas lapardes, they entered the mystical orchard, and they were warned, when you get to the blue marble, don't say water, water. Why? You know, blue marble looks like water, but it's not blue. It's not water, it's blue marble. And if you say a sheker upstairs, you're done. You're finished. One thing God doesn't tolerate is sheker. Is sheker. Now people don't know that. People are makbid on all kinds of things. Heaven forbid if a crumb of matzah touches water. So what would the Gra say? The Gra would say, eat it. But no chas v'sham, it's gebrakst. People are very makbid on all kinds of chumras. But sheker? What's that? What's sheker? Sheker is something George Washington didn't do. No, the ikar of the Torah is MS. So you have to be very careful when you express that you're awaiting the coming of Mashiach, that you really mean it. So I want to share with you, I'm sure most of these we're all familiar with, but it's worthwhile, mark in your siddur, these are 13 opportunities to be mekayim, one of the most important avenues of Avodas Hashem, of being mitzapeh liyeshua, and especially as the month of Nisan is coming, where the month of Nisan we're awaiting anxiously the coming of Mashiach, we should be able to identify and try to even pause momentarily to give these words a little bit more intention and focus. So, number one's a very important thing, very interesting thing. You know, if you don't have time in the morning to say all the karbanos, minimum, what's minimum karbanos? Parshas HaTamid. You need to say Parshas HaTamid. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's an obligation. Many poskim say it's the most important of all the karbanos. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi Yashiv says women must say Parshas HaTamid. Now I'm not here to tell women to say Parshas HaTamid. Actually, I am. I'm here to say that women should say Parshas HaTamid. That's what the poskim say. They say many things. They say Tehillim, Perek Shira, beautiful. Those are all discretionary. Parshas HaTamid is obligatory. That's the psak of the Bir Halacha. So if you have time to say that, but at the end, at the introduction to Parshas HaTamid, we have a tefillah. We say Yiratzim Olfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Mekayeh Avoseinu, Sheterachim Aleinu, Shem Mercy on us, V'Simcha Lanu Al Chataseinu, forgive our sins, V'Sechaper Lanu Al Kol Avoseinu. V'sisach lano akob she'enu, v'sivne beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. Please build the beis hamikdash speedily in our days. V'nakrev lefanecha karban hatamid. And we should bring before you the karban tamid. So that's a good time to be mitzapeh liyeshua. I mean, we're saying Hashem, build the beis hamikdash. So that's a good time. Pause for a nanosecond. How long is a nanosecond exactly? I never knew. It's not a lot of time. What's the difference, just like off the record, anybody know what's the difference between a nanosecond and a millisecond? Just out of curiosity. What?
Decimals.
Okay, that's a good answer, right? Stop and focus. Stop, drop, and focus. We're saying to Hashem, we want to be able to actually be makriv the tamid. We should be zoicha to see the binyan beis hamikdash. That's number one. That's a good time to accomplish one of the main avenues of avodas Hashem, to yearn for the geula, to yearn for the binyan beis hamikdash. Number two, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. Now, I like to say Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. Why? Because in the base, you see, the tefillah is a way of progressing from the Ezras Nashim, which is the beginning of the davening, up the 15 steps, which are the 15 Berchus HaShachar, into past the Mizbeach, which is Karbanos, and then you go up the 12 steps of the Ulam, plus the platform, that corresponds to Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. So I don't like to skip Rabbi Shmuel Aimer because then I feel like I'm jumping and I'm not going up the steps. But you're not obligated to say Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. That's only if you'll have time to say that and all of Pesukei Zimra. But at the end of Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, you say, Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash B'Mehera V'Yameinu. I know an Adam Gadol that when he says the words Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash V'Yameinu, he says those words out loud, including when he's finishing Shemoneh Esrei. So even though Shemoneh Esrei is silent, when he gets to Yiratzon Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash, he says it out loud. I know a Talmud Chacham Muflag that says, I don't know if he says it by Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. I wasn't paying attention when he was saying that part, but I did hear him a few times say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. But at the end of Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, and by the way, if you mark this down in your siddur, it's a very good idea anyway, because it's like it wakes you up. It's very hard to be on high alert the whole davening. I mean, you know, between us friends, very hard to be on absolute. So it's important to be able to like identify big moments in the davening. So here's another opportunity. Number three. When you hear Kaddish, when you hear the words Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh Shemei Rabba, His great name, His name should be made, His great name should be made great and holy. What is this a tefillah for? What are we davening for? That Hashem's great name should be made great and holy. The Arizal says that the Rashi Tevois of Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh Shmei Rabba, Yudvav Shinresh Yosher, that equals 516. Remember that? How many tefillahs did Moshe Rabbeinu daven to enter Eretz Yisrael? 515! Why 515? We once said, there's a medrash, that Hashem and His machane built the first wall of the Beis HaMikdash. That's 103. Avraham Avinu built the second wall, that's why he called it Har. That's 205, in Makalel 206. Yitzchak called it Sadeh, he built the third wall, 309. Yaakov built the fourth wall, he called it Bayis. Moshe Rabbeinu built the roof, he said Va'aschanan. Then he wanted the Beis HaMikdash Shomala to come down. God said, don't you dare say Tefillah 516. Don't say 516. 516 is the Tefillah of the coming of the Geula. Dari says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to say 516, but when we say Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabba, that's Tefillah 516. That's the Tefillah of the ultimate magnification of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, Chida writes, when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Chida says you should be mechavein, that you want to wipe out Amalek, and then God's name will be made whole. Yehei Shmei. Shmei is Shem Ka. Right now God's name is Yud Kei. When Mashiach comes, it will be Yud Kei Vav Kei. So when you answer Yehei Shmei Rabba, it's a tefillah for the coming of Mashiach. So you already yearned for it when you said the Parshas HaTamid. You yearned for it after Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. And every time you hear Kaddish, what should you think? You should think, I can't wait until the Geula comes. Then That is the 516th tefillah. Then Hashem's name will be made great. Then the Shem Ka will turn into the Shem Havaya. Okay, next. Ready for this? This itself is worth the price of admission, which wasn't that much. But
why
don't they?
Yeah.
Because when they enacted Kaddish, they didn't put in those words.
Why?
Why don't they put in Adoin Olam? I don't know.
But those words were...
Because the words are saying it.
Those words were there before.
No, they weren't.
Why did they take it out?
No, those words were...
The Sfarnim had it before.
They had it.
No. The Sfarnim had it. They did the Sfarnim say it.
Yeah, I can't answer that. But L'chara not. L'chara wasn't. It what?
It wasn't?
Okay. I want to share with you something very important. We say Psukei Dezimra. We know basically the 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. You know what they are? There's Hoidu, Mizmar L'Saida, Yehi Chavoid, Ashrei, 5 Halalukas, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Vayivarech David, V'charois, Oz Yasher. 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. Vayesh is the beginning of the Oz Yasher, the two Psukim before Oz Yasher, okay? But Reb Schwab learns that it's broken up into 5 parts. They are Negadelcha, Neshabechacha, Nifa'ercha, Nazkir Shimcha, V'namlichacha. Negadelcha is Hoidu. Hoidu is a braiding, okay? If you want to learn about this, we have a series on Tefillah. We gave at least a dozen shiurim on what Negadelcha means. Neshabechacha is Ashrei. And we spoke about how Ashrei is Neshabechacha. Nifa'ercha are the Halalukas. In a nutshell, how many Halalukas are there? 5. Nifa'ercha means the Pe'er, the pinnacle of world history. The 5 Halalukas speak about the 5 eras of the pinnacle of world history. They are before the coming of Mashiach, that's where we are now. That's the first Halalukah. The coming of Mashiach, that's the second Halalukah. The arrival of Mashiach, that's Halas Hashem and Hashemayim, that's the third Halalukah. Tchias HaMesim is the fourth Halalukah. And the Olam HaNeshamos is the fifth Halalukah. The recitation of the Halalukahs are praising Hashem for those great eras in history. Therefore, if you're not sure what to think about the Halalukahs, most people, if you would put them in a corner and say, what machshavos did you have when you said the Halalukahs? They would say, Halalukahs? I'm not sure if I said that. Or they would say, machshava? At the very least, the thoughts by the Halalukahs should be yearning for the great eras of Jewish history. Coming of Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, and Olam HaNeshamos. The recitation of the Halalukahs is an exercise in awaiting the Geula. It's a complex subject. We have a number of shurim on them in the series of Gateway to Tefillah. But just realize, in other words, if you wanted to write in your siddur, I'm going to now say the Halalukahs for 5 minutes. I'm going to say hundreds of words. I'm actually not thinking anything. Is there any one central thought that I should be thinking at this time? Yes, the recitation of the Halalukahs is yearning for the coming of the end of days. Next, Archa Hadash Al Tziyayin Tayir V'nizkechulanu Mehera Li'ayrayi. We say a new light, you should shine on Tziyayin, and we should all be zoicha quickly to its light. We know with the coming of the Geula, the Ribbono Shel Olam will shine a new light on Tziyayin. When you say these words, you should yearn for the time where the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring an Or Chadash Al Tziyayin Ta'ir, should yearn for the Geula. This is the closing phrase of the bracha of Yotzei HaMa'oros, a prayer, a request to beseech Hashem for the Or Chadash Al Tziyayin Ta'ir. Next, Ahava Rabba. So you say, Ahava Rabba or Ahava Soilam? That's a Berachas HaTorah, isn't it? Amn't I asking Hashem to help me understand Torah? V'seim b'libeinu lahavin, ulahaskil, l'shmaya, l'ilmoid, ulalamed. Yeah, but injected in there is this one phrase. V'avienu l'shalayim erba kanfois haaretz, v'soylicheinu kamim yos li'artzeinu. Bring us in peace from the four corners of the world and lead us upright to our land. It's a prayer that Hashem should redeem the Jewish people and we should go to Eretz Yisrael, not horizontal in a coffin. That's also a madrega. That's also better than the alternative. Horizontal is also something, but we're not asking Hashem to bring us to Har Menuchos or to Har HaZeisim. We're asking Hashem to lead us upright to Eretz Yisrael while we're still alive. It's a tefillah for the coming of Mashiach. Fine. Then we have Shemoneh Esrei. In Shemoneh Esrei, we have at least six tefillahs for the coming of the Gula. So friends, is it too much to ask that at least once in Shemoneh Esrei? In other words, you ask most people, what did you think in Shemoneh Esrei? What do you mean? I had a lot of big kavanas. Yeah, what were you thinking? I was asking Hashem for money. No. That's not what Shemoneh Esrei. There's purpose of Shemoneh Esrei. I was asking him for health. I was asking him for shiduchim. I was asking him. No, the main body of Shemoneh Esrei is request after request after request for the redemption of the Jewish people. Number one, Goyal Yisrael. Re'eva Anyenu, see our affliction. V'riva Rivenu, take up our cause. U'galenu Mehiro Laman Shemecha, redeem us for your name. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. This is not, yes, it does refer to Jews who are afflicted and persecuted. Hashem should save us. But it's referring to the Geula Shalema. The Gemara Megillah says, why is Goyal Yisrael the seventh bracha? Because the Geula happens B'shnas Shvius. What about number eight? We ask Hashem, blow the great shofar to free us. And raise a banner, lekabitz gol yoseinu, to bring in our exiles. Vekabitzenu yachad, gather us together, me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. Baruch atah Hashem, mekabitz nidchei amo Yisrael. He gathers the outcast of Israel. We're basically asking Hashem, please, remove us from the five towns. Take us out of here. From Cedarhurst, Woodmere, Lawrence, Inwood, and Ulett. Or if you live in Lakewood, Toms River, Jackson, help me out here. What are the others? They don't have them yet? Sorry. I'm being censored. I'm not going to say right now, okay? Wherever you live in Muncie, you live in Williamsburg, you live in Baltimore, don't think the bridges anywhere are safe. We're asking Hashem, take us out. Take us out of the Golos. Gather us from the Golos. This is a bakasha, at the very least, to have an awareness. Even if you're not thinking of the meaning of each word, this is a bracha to ask Hashem to take us out. Fine. V'lushalayim ircha barachamim tashuv. We ask Hashem to mercifully return us to Yerushalayim. We ask Hashem to dwell in Yerushalayim, as He spoke, to build it swiftly, eternally in our days. V'chisei David mehira l'soicha tachin, and the throne of David swiftly establish in it. Says the Arizal, when you say the words, "Chisei David avdecha mehira l'soicha tachin," you should be mechavein three times a day. We know there's a concept that before Mashiach ben David, there's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is called Kisei David. Did you know that? David HaMelech is the Mashiach. The throne, the preamble, the foundation of Mashiach is Kisei David. So the tefillah of Kisei David is Hashem should bring Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yosef should not die. The Arizal writes in the Shara Kavanos on Daf Lamed Zayin. When you say V'chisei David Avdecha, it's a tefillah for Mashiach ben Yosef to survive. Now, you ready for this? Okay, Rabbi Gladstein, you have 13 places in tefillah to be mitzapa Yeshua. I could only do one. I am physically capable only of thinking one. I'm going to be in shul for an hour. I'm only able to have one. Able to have one meaningful thought for that hour. The rest of the time, I'm going to be completely tuned out. Just tell me the one time to be mitzapa Yeshua. Okay, no problem. Whatever you want, I'm going to give you the main time. When you say the bracha, Es Tzemach David Avdecha, the flourishing of David your servant, Mehera Satzmiach, swiftly caused to flourish, V'karnoi Tarum Bishuasecha, and his glory you should raise up in your salvation, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalayam, because we await your salvation all day long. Says the Ariza on the Shar HaKavanos, when you say the words, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalhayom, be mechavein to yearn every day for Mashiach, so that after 120, and they put you on trial, and they say, did you await the coming of Mashiach? Yeah, I did it. When? I did it at the most appropriate time, when I said, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalhayom. That is the targeted, the designated, the most direct interval to await the coming of Mashiach, when you say, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalhayim. You know when you're driving, let's say in a bungalow colony parking lot, they put these speed bumps there? Because it's dangerous. You know, their kids, they dart out, and you know, if you're going too fast, you might not stop in time. So there's a speed bump to keep the speed under 20. There needs to be like speed bumps in the Siddur. Before Es Tzemach David, I don't know what you need to do. Take a magic marker, take keys. You know, Rav Victor Miller on Rosh Chodesh, he would put keys in his siddur, I think, on the Yalla V'Yavai. This way, you know, you're in a habit of saying the words. But if you see, like, you know, you see a random keychain on the, hey, why are there keys on Eloikeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu? Oh, maybe because tonight is Rosh Chodesh. You need to do whatever it takes. Put, I don't know what, put a banana on the words, Kili Shuascha Kivinu Kalayam. I could give you many suggestions. An orange, you could take a thing of herring, to put it on the bracha, on the words, Kili Shuascha. Rabbi Yitz, do you have any other suggestions?
Yes.
What do you say?
Say, Mamsabim Yeshua.
You could, no, I'm talking about items that you could place on stick the words. Stick it notes. You could put like a flagpole. You could come in with a flag attached to the siddur. 9-foot flag. Do whatever you need to do. To remember, when you get up to the words, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalhayim, the Arizal says, that is the designated time to Metzapa Liyeshua. In fact, the Chida writes in the Midbar Kedemos, that even if Klal Yisrael only has the zuchus of awaiting the Geula, in the schar of awaiting the Geula alone, even without any other zuchusim, Hashem could redeem us. And the Chida says, in the name of Rabbi Yosef David, in the Sefer Tzemach David, the way you read the bracha, Tzemach David Mehira Satzmiach V'Karno Yitam B'Shuasecha Ki Lishuascha Kvinu Kalhayim. What does it mean, Ki Lishuascha? What do you mean, bring the Geula because we await the Geula? Is that a reason? If we deserve it, Hashem should bring it, even if we're not yearning for it. And if we don't deserve it, how will awaiting it help? But says the Chida, according to what we learned, we say, Hashem, bring Tzmichas David Avdecha. And if you're going to say, but we don't have any merit for it to come, but Ki Lishuascha Kivinu, if our only merit is we're awaiting it, that alone is enough of Zuchus for the Yeshua to come. I once heard from Rabbi Saul Reisman, who was in our neighborhood just this morning for the bris of, what's the baby's name?
Tzvi
Rachelsman. Tzvi. Chaim?
Tzvi Shimon
Rachelsman. And Rabbi Reisman had Kriya Shem. He once said that he was standing next to Rabbi Yashev during Shemana Esrei, and the bracha that Rabbi Yashev said with the most kavana was the bracha of Hamachazir Shechinasai Letzion. He said that Rabbi Yashev said the Shemana Esrei at a pace. He wasn't marach, but when he got to those words, he said it extra carefully. Hamachazir Shchinasoy Letzion. And Rabbi Reisman explained, because look, Yerushalayim today is not desolate the way it once was. The old city, the whole city, it's a beautiful city. It's a cosmopolitan city. It's a majestic city. You have beautiful stone everywhere, beautiful shuls. There's only one thing that Yerushalayim is missing, but it's missing everything. It's missing the Shechina. It's saying Shechina lo zaza, but ayin b'shas tshuvas binyan tzion, that in the second Beis Hamikdash there was no Shechina. So what does it mean Shechina lo zaza? Harbe dargos Shechina yesh. There are many, many different dimensions of the Shechina. This is another bracha of yearning for the coming of Mashiach. We say Ritzei Hashem leikenem amcha Yisrael. Hashem, find favor. You should desire Klal Yisrael. The Hasheves Ha'avoida leRabbi Sacher, return the Avoida to the Mikdash. And we say Let V'sechazena Einenu B'shuvcha L'tzion Barachamim. Let our eyes behold Hashem's return to Tzion. Hashem's going back to Tzion. It's going to happen. But we ask Hashem that we should be the ones to be zoicha to see it. Baruch Ata Hashem Hamachazir Shchinasai L'tzion. And then, even though we already said this Yehi Ratzon, we said these words already. These exact words we said at the end of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. This exact three-line tefillah. We say Nachamal Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha Hashem Aleikenu V'lkei Aveisenu Sheibaneh Beis Hamikdash B'mher V'yamin. That's another expression of yearning for the Binyan Hamikdash. What happens to this tefillah? I don't know. What?
Say it again.
What are we going to do?
Say it again.
We'll find out. Be'ezus Hashem. Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us.
There are a lot of Jews that don't daven. Does that hold it back from him coming?
Yes. But maybe because we're not fulfilling our responsibility of teaching them how to. So
that'll never happen, that everybody...
I don't know that everyone has to.
How many people have to for it to come?
The Zohar says all you need is base knishta chada, one group of people. Finally, Rabbi Yisai, the end of the davening, at the end of Aleinu, we say, Al Kain, therefore, Nekave Lecha, we await to you, Hashem Eloikeinu, Lirois Mehera B'Seferes Uzecha, to swiftly see the glory of your strength, Lahavir Gilulim in Aretz, to remove idolatry from the land, V'ha Elilim Karaisi Karasun, all false gods will be utterly cut off, L'Sakein Oilam V'Malchus Shakai, to be Mesakein the world with your Malchus, V'cho B'nei V'asar Yikro V'Shmecha. Says the Heilige Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Tzipisa Lishua. We know how careful the Torah adjures us to be about sheker. It doesn't say don't speak sheker. It says midvar sheker terchak. Meaning even something that's not sheker gamor, even something that's ktsas sheker, we're also warned, stay away. And that's if you're talking to a regular person. Imagine if you're talking to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You don't want to tell him a white lie, chas v'sham. And what if you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chafetz Chaim, how careful you have to be not to say, sheker, doiver shkarm lo'ikon l'negen einav. And that's if you don't say that you're going to do something and invoke His name. But imagine if you tell God you're going to do something in His name. And imagine if you use two names of Hashem. And you say, Hashem Elokeinu, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And you're lying through your teeth. Not a good idea. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you better be very careful when you say the words, Al Kain Nekavalecha Hashem Elokeinu Lirois Mehera B'Seferes Uzecha. You better be very careful when you pledge to God with two of His names that you're waiting for Him. Because if you rattle off these words, and while you're saying, I can't wait to greet Mashiach, you're thinking, I can't wait to get out of shul, that's a no-no. So this is an interval that you need another speed bump. Because you're pledging to the Creator of the universe that you are awaiting His coming, and you're pledging it, invoking two names of Hashem. So we have 13 new speed bumps in the davening. And whatever we learned, maybe you could add to it. I thought of that also in Hoidu. We say, Kuma Hoshienu Laman Chasecha. In Hoidu, Ufadenu Laman Chasecha. We also use many languages, also in the Tachnun on Monday and Thursday. These are not the only ones. If you want to do more, no problem. You're allowed to be Mitzvah Yeshua. Well, maybe. See, there, it's just saying Hashem does it, you know? He does it. But in a chanami. Friends, these are 13 important intervals where you could be Mekayim, the great Iker, one of the six questions of being Mitzapel Yeshua. They are, again, the tefillah in Introduction to the Karban Tamid, the Yehi Ratzon at the end of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, every time you hear Kaddish, every time, and you answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, the Halalukas, which we said are Nifa Ercha, which is a prayer about the five great eras in the end of days. When you say at the end of Yotzer HaMa'iras, Archada Shal Tzion Ta'ir, when you say in Ahava Rabbah, V'Havienu L'Shalom Yarba Kanfais Aretz, the Bracha of Goyal Yisrael, the Bracha of Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael, the Bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim, the Bracha of Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, the Bracha of Hamach Zer Shechina Sayla Tzion, the Bracha of at the end of Shemana Esrei, so just in Shemana Esrei alone, you have Re'ei, Tika, Yushalayim, Es Tzemach, Ritzei, and the Hiratzain. And then you have an Aleinu, Akein Kavalacha, which means in every Mincha you have another seven. Shemana Esrei and Aleinu. In every Mariv you have another seven. That's 27 every day. 27 is Gematria. Zach, pure. If you do that 27 times a day, you're going to be very pure. But 13 intervals in Shacharis, 7 in Mincha, another 7 in Arvis, and there are many, many others throughout the day in Brachais, maybe we'll discuss in another occasion. We should be Zoicha as we await and prepare ourselves for the month of Nisan, that in this Nisan, we should utilize the Zman to upgrade our Tzipi al Yeshua, and we should talk about Zoicha b'Nisan Nigalu v'Nisan Asidin Ligal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.